Hello and welcome to a new episode of La Jotería de Los Ángeles. I'm in the car recording. A lot of my older episodes, you know, are recorded in the car. So hopefully you can hear it and you can hear me. And I'm just now leaving, you know, a possible job opportunity, career opportunity, I should say, because it's more oriented into what I really want to do professionally. So hopefully, you know, things align for me and that they manifest in the way that they want to. A little backstory on today. So about 3 months, 3.5 months ago, I had an interview at a place in Long Beach. And I didn't get off the car for the interview because I was like paralyzed by fear and paralyzed by the feeling of responsibility of interacting with a community that I didn't really feel was going to be. I just felt like it was a lot of pressure and I wasn't ready for it at the time. So, you know, I went to my dad's old apartment where he lived and, you know, I asked for signs and I was in the car and I was like thinking, oh, like, tell me what to do. And what felt right at the time was to not go to the interview because I felt like there was other stuff that I needed to do before that. It's just really complicated. So my sister and one of my close friends, you know, were there and understanding for me. And since then, I've had, you know, other opportunities come up. But for this one, I decided to pick up where I left off. And I got out the car today and I went to, you know, meet with them again. So hopefully, you know, it'll work out this time and that this interview that I will have will somehow work out again. And I went to my dad's old apartment again today, which I thought was really cool to, you know, be somewhere 3 months ago looking for signs and then and messages and answers and getting them. So 3 months ago, I was desperately looking for my dad. I was looking for a piece of myself that I needed in order to grow, in order to have more of an understanding of my life and where exactly is it that I want to go. So 3.5 months ago, I looked for my dad and I found him through my siblings and my uncles and through stories of him. You know, this was a life-changing moment for me because prior to 3.5 months ago, I didn't know anything about my dad other than what my mom had told me. So now I have 3 more siblings. I have 2 brothers and I have 1 sister. And all this came about because I wanted to have my life change. I wanted to know answers. I wanted, you know, something so bad that I called upon the universe for me to get it. And I think, I know that the law of, you know, of attraction works. Anything that you are ready for and yearning for, you will get. And I think that's the biggest thing I'm taking away from these last 3 months is that I asked and I received and more than I wanted, you know. So anyway, that's the title of this episode, and the topic of this episode is manifestation and how to manifest the life that you want, how to manifest truth, how to manifest anything you are in deep need of so that you're able to grow, you're able to be happy, and your life, you know, goes the direction that you want it to. So I'm self-taught when it comes to manifestation. I'm gonna put down the window a little bit because I'm fucking hot as fuck. So hopefully you can still hear me. So I'm self-taught when it comes to manifestation. I've skimmed books, I've skimmed videos, and I've kind of created my own ideologies and theories when it comes to this. So basically, if you're new to the law of attraction, it's basically what your thoughts what you think about, you will get. If you think about something, you know, obsessively, sooner or later you will get it, whether it is something good or something bad. And I think for me, starting to retrain my brain to obsess over good things rather than negative things. And if you deal with anxiety and depression as like I do, you'll start to realize that these mental caps on our, like, they create boundaries for ourselves that are not real. You know, they feel real, and our brains and, you know, our biology has created, you know, this illness, but it's something that is physically real. You feel it, and you go through emotionally, but it could also be reversed. It could also be given attention in the way that you feed that void with positive things. You acknowledge that there is a void, because not acknowledging that you have a void or that you have depression or you have anxiety actually makes it worse. So for me, I take medication. I'm soon to be in therapy again, but I do have a lot of self-help strategies. I write. I try to meditate. I recently found swimming as a way to cope with shit that I'm going through. So what I'm saying is, when it comes to mental health and the law of attraction, you could kind of think of it as a way where it's like, damn, well, my mental health doesn't allow me to take control as much as I wanted to of the positive, which is okay, but you ultimately can have control if you switch your way of thinking, and that you're able to restructure your frame of thought and the way, you know, your alignment to the universe. So I thought about myself and the things that I want in my life, like orbiting around good and around positivity and around health and anything that is good for my growth. So I would recommend, if you're new to this idea and if you're new to being aware of your feelings and your thoughts in a way where you're realizing that, you know, maybe you're attracting certain events or certain situations or certain energies, I would recommend that you write down where your thoughts are going, and how you're feeling after, and why your thoughts are going there, and how you can redirect them so that you're having different feelings. So in therapy, I've learned a few of these skills, but I've kind of, you know, gave myself the opportunity to experiment, you know, with what I'm going through. Because I think sometimes mental health, like therapists or whatever, I've had the experience where, you know, it's very one-dimensional. And I think psychology and therapy needs to be a little bit, like, more dimensional when it comes to, like, everyday oppressions and just about always having to feel good. I think is something that a lot of, like, positivity people or kind of ideologies are like, oh, that you're not supposed to feel negative. Or no, like, you can feel negative, you can work through it, you can write it down. Because for me, I feel that feeling negative or feeling sad are actually indicators, are like signals for you to grow, for you to re-examine where you are. So they're kind of like the universe's way of telling you, oh, don't go here, don't go there. So anyway, so what I'm saying is, write down where your thoughts are going, why they're going there, and then write down where you want to go with your thoughts. What kind of things do you want to draw into your life? What kind of feelings do you want to feel? For me, I want to feel feelings of peace. I want to feel feelings of fulfillment, of not getting rid of my void, but filling it enough so that I can, you know, really understand where I'm at with my life. Because I feel like I wouldn't be who I am without my void. My void has helped me in so many ways and has drawn me to relationships that are not the best, but I've learned something from him, and they've taught me a lot. So for me, my biggest things right now is peace and emotional stability. And that's something that is maybe my top, you know, my top goal for my life right now is. And then after that, I feel like the material stuff is something that I want to draw myself to, and that I want it to draw to me. So full-time employment that pays me well enough, wage that I can support myself and also have the ability to support my family and my projects and all the things that I want to do. So that'll be the material. And I think you can, you know, spend as much time as you want on either or, like the spiritual or material, because ultimately we live in a world where we have rent to pay, we have bills, we have a lot of things that, you know, merge into the material. So it's okay to want to manifest material things too, because we do need them. Oh, another one for me is a car. You know, I want to be able to have a reliable car that I can drive myself to and from work, and, you know, on my other, you know, events that I want to go to and things like that. So for my list, I'm writing it, you know, and I'm starting it now as I speak and as I share, because I've had my list for a while, but I've had to update it, and you can update it as, you know, as often as you like. And another one would be a relationship. I'm craving to have someone who is committed to me and that wants to, you know, have a coexistence where we support each other, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, whatever, you know, fun. I just feel like I want like a fun relationship where we're able to be monogamous to each other and really support and like show up for one another. And so that's, and then health as well. Like, I want to be able to be both mentally and physically healthy. And that does not mean like be skinny or whatever. It just means I want to be able to be healthy physically, like, and mentally, keep myself balanced, keep swimming, eat better foods, vegetables, as much as I can, because being poor really does, you know, have a impact on your diet. And for me, that's, you know, and also, you know, health for my family and my friends, for their mental state and their, you know, their physical well-beings to be okay, and my community and people who follow me and people who are also on the journey that I am, my closest friends. I hope that, you know, they have everything that they desire and then some. So I think just being happy for people's success and, you know, being real also with my own and the things that I don't have right now that I do want, I think it's important to address, because we're totally in a state of consciousness control. We do create our reality. So the more that you invest in being aware of where your thoughts are, what actions you're putting to those thoughts, then the happier and most and more peace you will have with your life. So all the, you know, missed opportunities, all the closed doors that I've had in the last few months or whatever, I'm actually very thankful for, because they've taught me a lot about myself and the places that I do want to go. So I just wanted to share that piece today because I haven't uploaded in a while, and I wanted my next episode to be about that because it's something that I've been itching at and I wanted to share. And then also hear about your stories and your the ways that you manifest and the way that those manifestations come to life, because I really am a believer in, you know, in life-changing experiences and miracles. I believe, you know, anything is possible. And for me, I'm living proof of that. Like, I have my siblings, I have nieces and nephews now. Like, and this is all because I wanted this. Because I wanted to have family. I wanted to have a community to be there. It does not have to be a perfect community, but it just people to be there, you know? And so anyway, I'll end it short, but I watched a video yesterday of someone who said that they were afraid to move to Los Angeles because they thought that it was like a big city and that it was like a monster and that it was going to eat them or whatever. And then this person had like a dream where their daughter was being like killed by a coyote or some shit. So anyway, the dad goes to like, you know, basically kill the coyote or kill the beast that was, you know, threatening their life, and somehow found the courage to do so, and, you know, and to kill the beast. So the moral of the story is, and that this person shared, is that the greatest way that you can conquer fear is through love. And the dad was able to conquer that fear of the coyote and of that experience that was showing up as this fear, because this person loved their child so much that the fear then did not matter. So I think that this has a lot to do with manifestation too, because sometimes we're afraid of moving forward. And we're afraid to tell ourselves that we want a certain thing, that we want a certain life, that we are ready to move forward because of that fear that is ingrained in us, that, you know, has multiple heads of that we're not good enough, that it won't work out long term, or blah, 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 whatever. Whatever it may be. But that if you fuel yourself with love instead of fear, you can do anything you want. And that's something that I felt really like resonated a lot with me right now, is that I'm fearful of a lot of things, but that if I fuel myself with love and just with fulfilling myself and my soul's calling in this earth right now, then I can get through anything. So I want to, you know, leave with that you can get through anything. You can create whatever life you want for yourself. As in, all you have, you know, all you have is love. And, you know, don't let fear blind you from what you want. Chase after the life that you want and you will have it. So I hope that you're having a good day. And I hope that you've appreciated this episode, because it takes a lot for me to record and, you know, to pull, you know, pull these out of my soul. So I hope that, you know, that it's found you in a good place, and that you continue to, you know, listen to me, because I really appreciate people who listen to me and who have listened to me for a while. Like, I'm now going on 2 years with my podcast, and I'm very thankful for anyone who's loyal enough to, you know, stay with me. So, oh yeah, I think that's the thing, is like loyalty all over the place. Financial loyalty, friendship loyalty, romantic loyalty, family loyalty. That is something that I'm starting to appreciate a lot now, and something that I want to end with manifesting, is that I want to have more loyalty, and I want it to like pour, you know, like outpour from all parts of my life. So I hope that your manifestations happen. Hope that you work at your manifestations, that you, you know, chant the life you want daily, and that you are living your soul's purpose. So thank you for listening, and I'll catch you later. Bye.